This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Macomb's anti-racism demonstration has been small, peaceful, and truly grassroots. Kaylee Shelton of Macomb says as events unfolded last week in response to the death of George Floyd, she felt she could not just sit by and watch.
I decided to come out here, and even if it was just us, at least I felt like I was doing something.
Shelton, who is white, is demonstrating at the busy intersection of Routes 67 and 136, holding a sign that reads, Black Lives Matter. Shelton says she's upset about all the unarmed black men and women who've been killed by police.
I have two children that are mixed, and it scares me to think that it could be them one day. I'm scared for them to play outside too late. I'm scared for them to get a driver's license. Every time this happens, it hurts, and every time it happens, it's emotional, and every time it happens, it hits home.
Shelton was not alone for long as she demonstrated. Some people who drove by and saw her joined in. One of them is Andrea Henderson of Macomb.
We need to stop the hatred. We need to stand together against these things, and so I joined her. I called a few people that I knew, said, hey, what are you doing? Can you join us? And some people came out.
Henderson says others just walked up and joined them. Henderson believes it's important to speak out about injustice. She hopes more people will join in and try to put an end to what she says are the horrible things that are going on right now. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.